the internet has affected my business substantially. I've got this huge store for model trains. We've got lavish displays here. All of my employees are adults. They're people who know this business really well. You come in and ask them a question about a model train or a real train, they're probably going to be able to answer it in detail. If you've got a problem with your model train, they're going to be able to fix it. They're going to be able to help you. But we get so many people that will come in here, and they'll want to see the big, new, fancy locomotive that just came out. They want to see it put on the test track, and they want to see it go forward and backward, and they want to hear the digital sound and the whistle and the bell and the engineer talking to the fireman. The new ones will do all that. They're really spectacular. But then after they've viewed this beautiful locomotive, on their way out, they might pick up a magazine or a tube of glue, but they go home, they get on the internet, and they buy their train from some guy working out of a barn in the middle of Kansas with no overhead who's willing to sell it to them at a hefty discount. The real story here is this can't go on like this. People can't expect a big, beautiful place like this is going to exist if they don't support it. And can I sell things for the same price as some guy working out of a barn in the middle of Kansas? Absolutely not. I have huge overhead regarding, you know, taxes and utilities. The electric bill on this place is $3,000 a month. And I can tell you right now that your favorite bookstore, your favorite shoe store, all the little independent stores that everybody loves, that you're so used to going to, if you don't support them, they are not going to be there any longer. And it really is simple as that.